So, you know, no matter what's going on, we stay with God. Like, because God has a perfect plan for each and every one of us. And he's got everything organized for us. And it's just that we stay with him. He can lead us to those things. Is when we look at the things in the world, or the things that are going on, or the things that may have happened to us, which hasn't been really nice, is that we can get sidetracked and we can come back and we can start to doubt. But, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. And this is why we're here now, because we want our faith built. And God works with our faith, just like he worked with all of the other wonderful prophets and believers in the older days, that they listened to God and they moved with God. So we want to keep a full focus with God. And God wants us to do the things with the heart. You know, God says, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. You know, when we're sidetracked with everything else, the things that are going on, then we're not drawing near to God, because we try to resolve the situations in our own strength, effort and ability, when really all we need to do is go to God. And God says, like, you know, you trust in me with all your heart, lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and then he will direct your path. He will put in your heart what to do. See, we're not, it doesn't say as many as led by their emotions are the sons of God. It says as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Now, we can be led perfectly by the Spirit and have all sorts of emotions, but because we've learnt to control our thinking, and we've learnt to bring every negative thought captive to the obedience of Christ, then we can keep moving, and God takes care of everything for us. God has always delivered us. If you look back on your walk, how many times has God answered your prayer? How many times has God given you the solution and the answer to the problem? God is the great problem solver. He knows what to do. Sometimes we think we know what to do. The scripture says this, but that God in the lifetime will show you perfectly what to do in your situation. God wants us to rest. He wants us to cease from our own works. Be still and know that he is God. To be still means to drop what you're doing and allow God to direct you to do the things that are going to bring about the results and the desired results that you desire. And it's not that we do anything in our own strength, effort and ability. There are things that we do, and those things is what God puts in your heart to do. So everyone on here is really strong. I mean, we're consistent, we're faithful to come on here to learn and to be encouraged. People are more consistent in the practices of things. And we just want to continue to encourage God's people to move in the right way. We want everyone to be successful. Why? Because God wants everyone to be successful in their daily living, in their monthly living, in their yearly living. Even if things come up, we keep bulldozing through it. We keep moving by the Spirit of God. So God says, trust him. You know, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't let things come in and take a hold of you where you're coming down in faith. Don't look at the circumstances. Well, I've been praying for labourers for the last 25 years. I haven't got one. You know, is that true? You know, maybe you need to be positioned to get that labourer, so that when you get that labourer, then you can speak the heavenly words to them, that you're not doing it from your effort, your own ability, because we can do it from our knowledge. Well, I know the scriptures say this, and I know the scriptures are fantastic, and they're a base for us, and they're a guide for us. It shows us how God moved and lived and had his being within the people that he was working with. And God will have his way. You know, God really will have his way. And when we submit to him and, you know, stay with him, then he can really navigate you quickly. We should be moving swiftly. God wants us to move quickly. But if we're focusing on our past, you know, things from the past that we haven't really given to God, and they keep coming up now and again, this is when we need to surrender these things to God and say, God, now you need to give me the solutions and the answers. I thank you that the answers and solutions are coming to me. I thank you that you are perfectly with me. You know where I am in my heart and my mind and my life. You know the best thing for me. Father knows best. Mm-hmm. He knows what to do for you, but are you giving him a chance? Sometimes we might want to give up on situations. Sometimes we might want to walk away. But have you really given God the chance to prove himself to you that you're in the right place? You know, we let ourselves get discouraged at times. We look at people. When you look at people, you will be discouraged. When you put your trust in a man or a woman, you'll be discouraged. This is why we encourage everyone to go to God and to stay with God. And as you stay with God, you know where you need to stay connected also for encouragement. So God wants us to be strong in him. How do we be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? He doesn't say be strong in the Lord in the power of your knowledge or of your working out of things. It says be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You make that choice to be strong in him every day. You can either sit there and let your circumstances that are surrounding you navigate you. You know, you make a decision based upon your emotions, based upon your feelings, and then it seems to get worse, and you get yourself in a pickle, and you tie yourself in a knot. But all it takes is one step to come back to God and say, Father, you know what you're doing, and I've tried to do things in my own strength here. I surrender everything to you. God says, pour out your heart before him. In other words, he says, give everything to him, and then we wait. Not like we're waiting for a bus. We continue to do what we know to do. We continue to trust in God with all our heart. We don't give up on ourselves, and we don't give up because things are not changing so quickly like we would like it to change. A lot of people run into trouble when they don't follow the encouragement, because the encouragement is very simple. God hasn't made this complicated. None of us need a PhD. None of us need a master's degree. No, God has qualified your call. He's given you Holy Spirit. He's given you eternal life. He's given you sonship. He's given you great authority. You know, Jesus, he walked perfectly with God, and he had challenges, but he kept God first. When we keep first things first, then all the difficult situations we might have in our life on an individual basis, God can resolve them very quickly. He doesn't want us focused on them. He wants us to go to him and to have that relationship and trust and confidence in him. And when we start to have that confidence in him, then he will give us what to do. So when we're focused on doing the work of God, the things that we need get taken care of. The things that may have troubled you will no longer trouble you. The problems that you may have had for many years will start to dissipate, and God will bring perfect solutions. But we got to cease from our own works, our own working out of things. Now, we've all got different hearts and minds, but we've all got the mind of Christ. We've all got the same Spirit of God. We've all got the same measure of faith. So when we're focused on that direction that is coming through, where you're connected, as well as your own personal relationship with God, then you'll start to get perfect direction. You'll start to accelerate. And God has made all of us strong on here. We are all strong. And God now wants to upgrade. Like, he's looking to upgrade. And you are ready. And that's why you might have had some challenges, right? But those challenges are nothing before God. And they're nothing before you. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. As he is right now. You have great authority. You are seated at the right-hand side of God. And we need to start exercising our authority, and that we don't have to put up with negativity. We don't have to put up with accusations from anyone around us. But we stand with God. We be still. And we say, God, now you show me what to do. And sometimes we don't need to say nothing. Sometimes we just keep quiet, you know, in front of other people. Some people don't receive our words gladly. Some people will pick and knock what we're saying. But that's fine, because like I say, what I'm doing, what I'm encouraging you to do, I will continue to do that. I will stay with God. I will stay strong in the fundamentals. When you stay strong in these fundamentals, what's been encouraged the last 3 years, right, has been repeated time and time again, because God wants you to get those things. And this is what's going to elevate you forward. I don't do much different from what I come back when I come back from India. I don't do much different. And then I go to God. Father, now you give me your before ordained works that you've got for me. Every day I thank him for my before ordained works. My focus is God. My focus isn't anything else. I'm not interested in anything else. Money can't buy you the things that God can give you. right? So that doesn't interest me. Money is a tool for us to use and live and to be a blessing. And God wants you to have an abundance of it. So God speaks the words and he gives you faith and shows you what to do. Abraham, 99, Sarah old as well, both up there. And they would never have believed to have a child until the words were spoken to them. Then they had something to believe. So then they could act upon those words that were spoken. And Abraham is the father of faith. He set the example there, right? And he couldn't see it with his physical eyes. He didn't know how that was going to happen, but he knew that God said it, and he gave glory to God. He knew God was willing and God was able. God is willing and able to do all the things that you desire, but he needs one requirement, and that is you keep him first, above everything else. And that's where it comes down to, really. Like, if you really want to be a leader for God, if you really want to move and you really want to have an impact for God and to do the work of God, you've got to decide. It starts with a decision. God is first above everything. When you got him there, then, yeah, you might get a pushback from different people. But God is first. And he will vindicate you. He will show people that you're doing the right thing, even if they're unbelievers. He will show people, they will know, and God will glorify himself through you because you've submitted to him. And then God will bring to you the right people that you can encourage. So my focus every day is God. Whether no one connects, whether no one abundantly shares, it doesn't matter to me because I know God will take care of me. He's done it all my life. And God has always made me to come up smelling of roses. So all these things that may be going on around us, yeah, there may be real situations. We bring God, invite God into your situation. Invite him into the situation and stop trying to resolve it yourself. And then just move with him in that situation. He will navigate you. Say, Father, this is the situation, as you well know, and I don't know what to do. I'm feeling pretty ticked off here. You know, people are not helping me. People are not like-minded with me. If you've got that type of situation, Father, you show me what to do. And he will navigate you. And sometimes you might feel lonely, but you're not alone. God says he never leave you or forsake you. He's looking for someone that will receive the words and the direction and the things that he puts in their heart. So God just wants you to stay with him. No matter what's going on, you stay with him. No matter if you think that nothing's going to change. If you think that way and speak that way, it will stay that way. So we need to say what we want in the situations that present themselves to us. Let's not try and resolve it ourselves. Like, we can heal the sick, we can raise the dead, we can cleanse the lepers, but do it under the direction of God, then you'll get the results. Just because we know we can do something, if we move in our own strength on it, it's not going to produce a result. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. This is where the freedom and the liberty is. We are free in Christ not to do and please ourselves, even though you can if you want to. It's not very beneficial, but we're to please him. A lot of people have got their own ideas of what they want to do with God, but is it really led by God? Does it flow with everything else? Does it flow with the scriptures? Does it flow with the movement of God? And so when we just take a step back and see what we're doing, am I moving in my own strength here? Am I moving in somebody else's strength here? Or am I moving with the one true God? Am I listening to the voice of God? God is so concerned for you to have that relationship with him. He wants you to have joy and rejoicing in your heart every day. But you've got to make some decisions on some of the areas that you may be doing things yourself. And in your heart, you know you may be. So, because you want to cling on to what you're doing, you don't want to let go. God says, let go and let me. You give everything to me. You pour your heart out before me. But then just do what you know to do. Just do what you understand to do. Just do the things I put in your heart to do. So when we do that, you're going to really see great things happen. Like, we're not dependent upon, whoever connects to me is not dependent upon me. I'm just a voice for God in the earth. You're a voice for God in the earth. Jesus Christ was like God to people. He wasn't God. He was the Son of God. But he was like God to people. He represented God's heart and his love. Now we do the same in Christ's stead. So this is how important you are. Devils don't want you to understand that point, that you are God or Jesus to other people. When you are walking by the Spirit and you're opening your mouth, devils tremble, they run. So they can't do nothing to you. Only if you believe they can. They don't have jurisdiction in your life. Only if you believe they do. We don't want to keep glorifying them. That is not beneficial, because then we kind of activate him through, oh, Satan's done this, Satan's that. We don't need to confess that. I never hear anyone in India say that. You know, and it's a great practice that we need to learn to do. Like, okay, there might be something going on which is not godly. Yeah, we can recognize if devil spirit is in someone or working in a situation, but we don't have to give it a voice. We know, and we move as God, and when he tells us to speak, we speak it. If we need to speak about that on an individual basis to someone, then we do. Jesus Christ said, no, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. He said, but I am come. This is where we need to focus. I am come, that they, the ones that are going to believe, might have life and might have it more abundantly. It's dependent upon whether we're going to follow, whether we're going to listen, whether we're going to do. What are we willing to give up? What are we still hanging on to? That is a weight. And to us, even in Hebrews, it says, let us lay aside every sin, the things that make us miss the mark. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with endurance. If you're a runner of any type, you'll know if you've got weight on you, it's going to slow you down. God says, let that go. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. And we are not touched by the force of this world. If you think you are, then you are. But when you know who you are in Christ, you know you're not touched by the force of this world. If anything tries it on, it will not stick to you. It will not cling to you. If any germ or disease touches your body, it will die upon you. Look at John G. Lake. You know, when all that disease was going on, he had such faith in God that they even got a microscope on him. And they put the disease on him, and it didn't touch him. It died on him. Because why? We got Holy Spirit in us. We got the gift of Holy Spirit in us. And God can take care, and it's about our faith. So we need to rise our expectation and our faith. And for that to happen, you need to connect to heavenly words. You need to let God work in you. You need to speak by the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, this is where it's going to be. And great deliverance comes. You know, God is a God of deliverance. You know, we are already delivered. We are delivered. You know, you are complete in Christ. Devils are under your feet. Let's not give him glory. Even though we know that he's there, we don't have to. It says, you know, trust in the Lord. It doesn't say trust in the devil. It says acknowledge God. It doesn't say acknowledge the devil. So let's not focus there anymore. Let's practice not to even give him any credit in any way. Because when we mention his name, he's getting credit. He's being brought up. He's being brought to remembrance. So we give God the credit. We get God to have the remembrance. And God is really working with you. Like, this year is going to be such... Mm-hmm. This year is such a fantastic year. Let me put it this way. You know, when we confess, if we're desiring something and God's energizing, we speak like we've already got it. Not like we're going to get it. Because it just keeps it in the distance. I am healed. I am blessed. I am successful. I am prosperous. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a great success for God. God has promoted me. God wants to promote you so people will listen to the words that you're speaking. And when we're being led by the Spirit of God, then the people will listen. People will come. God will arrange it like he did the day of Pentecost. The guys were ready. They received gift of Holy Spirit. In other words, they weren't doing it in their own strength. Just remember Peter, you know, days before he got up and spoke his great thing from God. He was behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. Yeah. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You are mighty sons of God. You are ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Devils are fleeing before you. Mm-hmm. They are fleeing. Because why? You're a child of God. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. And you don't have to accept any negatives in your life. Keep God first. If you keep him first in your practice, you will reap a harvest of blessings in every area. God wants you to be successful in every area. He wants you to have joy and peace and believing. But if we're focused on the circumstances that may surround us, then your faith is not going to be there. Your joy is not going to be there because you'll be worrying how to get out of the situation you're in. So God says, take your focus off these things, even though they might be real to you in this present world. Who said it? God is more real. God is more real than what's real in front of you. And the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith. You can't see the things physically in front of you. Faith is from the words being spoken, which builds an image in your mind of victory. And then when you confess that, then it can become manifested. Fear is presented in front of you, so you're focused on that. You're glued to that. But God has delivered you, so you don't have to be focused on and circumstance controlled. You don't have to be emotionally led. Yeah, we all get emotions. I'm not denying that emotions can be very, very strong, but they're not stronger than what God says. They're not stronger in Holy Spirit. It can't stick to you, only if you think it can. That's the illusion. Oh, these emotions are so strong, I don't know how to get out of this. But that's when we go to God in prayer. Even Jesus did, right? You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he went in prayer. He knew what he was going to face, and he couldn't do it on his own. He had to go to the Father for strength, and God sent angels to minister to him, to encourage him. And he, from his free will, he said, not my will, but your will be done. Some of us need to be saying these things. Father, not my will, but your will be done. How are we going to do fellowship? Not my will, but your will be done. How are we going to move the word over the world? Not my will, but your will be done. Right, God, what do you want me to do to see the word move over the world? Because I can't do it. I'm just me. Yeah, I got Christ in me, but I still need to be directed by you. What does God say? He gives you what to do. Pray for the laborers. God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. I'm struggling in my finances. God shows you what to do. Honor the Lord, bringing all the tithes into the storehouse. God will multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Honor God with your substance and your first fruits. And God will multiply that. You know, you won't even have enough barns to put it in. You'll have to build new barns to stick it in. It's about perspective, and it's about God's perspective we want. And so, if you're struggling in your finances, look at what you're doing with them. Look at where, is God first in your finances? The first thing that we should ever do is honor God with our substance. Not our rent, not even our council tax, not our taxes. God first. And He'll take care of everything else. Now, do we trust Him enough to do that? This is moving by faith, because they're words, aren't they? They're words that God has said. We can't physically see it, but it's as we cling to those words and then act upon them, then God watches over His word to perform it. Ah, my sons believe in me. My daughters believe in me. They're not getting tricked out with all the other things first, but they're putting me first. Now, if you put God first, He will put you first. If you take care of His business, He will take care of your business. He says, why are you trying to take care of your own business? That's my job. See, it's God's job to take care of our business, problems, situations. Our business is to take care of His business, doing what the Father wants us to do. This is the level of commitment that you can have and what He wants you to do. You know, if God wants you to connect somewhere, then connect there, because that's where you're going to get fed. That's where you're going to grow. If you keep going to this person, that person, and you're going to get confused. You're going to be lukewarm. You're not going to be hot and fervent. And God wants you hot and fervent. This is why where we connect is important. And yeah, we can all say nice words, but sometimes we just need to say what needs to be said. And obviously, I didn't pre-plan what I'm saying now, but like, God wants this said. Consider your ways. Read the book of Haggai, chapters 1 and 2. Consider your ways. Are you doing your own thing first, and God's work lays waste? Consider your ways. So when we consider what we're doing from the heart, sitting down with God from the heart and being honest with yourself and being honest with God in certain areas that you might need to be honest. I don't know who this is talking to, but just be honest. yeah, God, like I'm kind of doing things. I've done this with God. I do it as well at times as well. I've been doing this in my own strength. Oh God, just help me to shore this up and get it right. And, but I know that you'll do that gracefully with me. And he does. So God is with you always. He will never, ever leave you or forsake you and never let you down when you turn to him. We just need to invite God in on the situation. Invite God in your day. Invite God in your finances. Invite God in your relationships. If you've got troubled relationship, invite God in to go to work and navigate you through it and to work in the other person's heart. You've got to give God time to work. God don't just snap his fingers. He can, if he's got fingers, figuratively speaking, right? He can do something in a second. But then where would be the growth? We'd just go to him like an ATM, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd do that. Where's the growth in that? You know, God wants you to have patience, longevity. He wants you to have trust and confidence. He doesn't want you to rely on your own ability. He doesn't want you to take him for granted. He wants you to love him with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. So we just need to get God first in certain areas of our lives. I don't know your areas. You know your areas. Then you just get it right with God. In other words, God, okay, I know I'm righteous before you. I know I'm righteous. I'm justified. I'm sanctified. I'm redeemed. But things ain't bumping for me like they should be. If you want to do it yourself in your own way, carry on. I'm not stopping you, but I'm going to be doing what I'm encouraging. In fact, I am doing what I'm encouraging. And I'm getting blessed. Like I say to people, it's up to you what you want to do. If you really want to move with God, if you're so serious, if you're so devoted to God's word and being blessed, but you want to see it move in your life and that you can have an impact in other people's life, you've got to kind of now come to God and say, okay, God, not my will, but your will be done. You go to work in me. I'll do exactly what you want me to do. Are you ready to do that? You may not be ready right now to do it, or you may be. I'm ready to do it. God brought me to that point, because I can tell you now, if you're not at that point, God will help you to get to that point, because he's got great works for you. Each one of you are great laborers. All of you are. Everyone on here. And it doesn't matter about what we got taught in the past. What is God saying to you now? What is God directing you to do now? Because you need to come up in faith. You need to start seeing results. This is a year of results. This is your year where God will restore to you anything that has been robbed of you if you turn to God and keep him first. This is the year that God will multiply for you. Your time, he'll multiply any time that's been stolen from you. He's going to restore that and give it to you double, 3,000 times more. God is a God of abundance, not just in money, but in spiritual wisdom and revelation. I don't think we've tapped into the greatness of God's wisdom and knowledge yet. We're getting there little bit by little, but God is revealing as we're ready to receive. God then gives. But we got to become humble, guys. We have to be humble to God, not to a person. I'm on about that. But when we are humble to God, then we will be humble in front of the people that God puts us in. So like for me, God humbled me, and I realized I was so needy for him. I realized that I wasn't so smart at all. And then I asked God what to do, and then he showed me what to do, and I done what he showed me to do with all of my heart. I didn't have any evidence that it was God showing me, but I had a knowing within my spirit. And so I knew where I needed to connect. And then I just made that decision. I'm going to do exactly what I'm encouraged. And it served me very well, and I'm still doing exactly what I'm encouraged. When I go to my minister and the things that is being shared, I take it to my heart. And God works that within me. You know, God fine-tunes the things in our life. So sometimes if we pick up a guitar and it's out of tune, it's not going to sound so very good, is it? We need to tune it up. So God's fine-tuning these things. No, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in speaking in tongues. Be strong in speaking by the Spirit. Be strong in being bold and don't withhold. Don't withhold the words God is energizing in your heart. If you know you've got to say something, say it. Whether people like it or not, it doesn't make a difference to me now. I used to be concerned all the time about what people thought about. Oh, was I too hard? Or wasn't I so loving? No, I'm being so loving because I'm saying what God's putting in my heart right now. Without premeditation. Be strong in your honoring God. Be strong in your connections. Be strong in praying for labourers. Just those things, begin there and be strong in them, or become strong in them. Don't mess about with them. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not, don't do it. There's no point. God's looking for heart. If you're going to connect, do it with heart. If you're going to honour God, do it with heart. If you're going to speak by the Spirit, do it with heart. God wants this. He really does. This is a big thing that God has shown me. We need to do these things with heart, not half-hearted, not slapdash. Oh, I'll just jump on fellowship this week and I'll leave it next week. No, get on here. Why are you not on here? They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They receive the words gladly and they continue steadfastly daily. That's how they got moving, strong. They were hot. They were fervent. This is in India. The book of Acts is living in India. These guys are practicing that way, and we are practicing that way. I'm not saying we're going to. I'm saying we are. Yeah. Daily. Well, I connected last week. I don't need to connect to next month. Well, you're so great, aren't you? Yeah, so am I. If I connect, because I know it's beneficial for me, why would I not want to connect? If I could call my minister every day, that man would be getting a phone call every day, right? But I know that's not available right now for me, but I know I do get to speak to him. And if I did need to speak to him every day, I know I could. But I know that I need to walk with God as well. But every week I connect. And then sometimes I have to badger in to get the time, because I know he's busy. Call me in half an hour, right? Oh no, maybe call me tomorrow. And I don't sulk. Oh well, you know, I tried to ring him once and he didn't answer, so that's it. I'm not going to connect no more. Some people get like that, and I know that by the Spirit of God. I tried him 3 times today and he didn't answer the phone. So what? Maybe there was something going on. Try the next day then. Because you've got to pursue. You've got to pursue God, and you've got to pursue where you're connected in. It's the same with Timothy. Look at all the guys. Look, these guys were submitted to God, and they were submitted to one another. If you're a reader of the scriptures, you'll see that. They were dedicated, and we've got to be dedicated. And it's not for you, it's for God. We're being dedicated, and then you get the blessing from doing it. God cares about everything in your life. But God's more interested that you put him first. And then when you do, then he will take care of all the crap in your life and all the crap in my life. Because this is our God. Like, we got to get the perspectives right. Everyone wants to build their own little ministries and do their own little thing. Well, why would God have us all divided? I don't think so. Christ isn't divided. So God wants this unity. And it's as we walk by the Spirit, the unity is there. And so where the people are focused, where the people are dedicated, is where the growth will be. And God is with you. Like, you're all doing so great. Just don't let these things that are coming up, and some of it could be serious on the carnal level, but God is more serious and he can help us in those situations. And he will take care of it. We gotta trust him. Like, God wants you to solely rely upon him to resolve your situations. Father, I thank you that my answers and my releases are coming. Amen. I thank you, God, that you got the solution. You got the direction. I'm not going to get up and put out every day. Like Lot, every day. He was vexed with the wicked every day. God had to get him out of there. But we don't have to be vexed every day. Now we're sons of God. And God says, now trust in me. Rely upon me. Depend upon me. And then your confession about yourself. I am moving with my God. My God is leading me and guiding me, directing me. I'm at the right place at the right time. I speak the heavenly words. See, if you want abundance, don't just honor God, but live your life before God and he'll give you it, right? Just focus on God. When we focus on money, it dries up. But when we focus on God, it doesn't. And keep the first things first in all those areas. If you just do that, like seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Practice keeping him first. Don't let anything else trick you out. Don't let fear trick you out. Keep him first. Yeah. So anyway, this is what was in my heart. I can go on. There's lots of other things I could share, but this just really come out of me and God was working it in me. So, you know, just go to God, rely upon him. He'll give you the answers. He'll give you the solutions. And God says, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. So whatever area in your walk that you need to draw near unto him, draw near unto him. He's going to bless you abundantly. He's going to give you great joy and rejoicing. Mm-hmm. What's that scripture? That I know Cathy Clark loves this scripture. It says, thou will show me the paths of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there's pleasures forevermore. Are you experiencing that right now? If you're not, maybe you're looking at the carnal too much. Maybe we need to come back a little bit and sit down. It doesn't have to be a week. You do that, come back a little bit. I'm on about in a day because we can't live tomorrow, right? Come back. Okay, God, I come to you, Father, and I need to be in your presence. I need to say what you say. I'm coming to you. I'm giving everything to you. I'm putting it in your hands. And once you've done that, I guarantee you those thoughts will come back. So what do? You give them back to God. And I'm not receiving this. I've already given it to you, God. I thank you that you've got the answers. You've got the perfect solutions. And then the more you do that, the less those things will come up in your heart and mind. And then you can live a quiet and peaceful life, because that's what God wants us to do. And you can have a full impact for the kingdom of God. So anyway, that's what I want to share. God bless your beautiful hearts. You're the best.
Brilliant.
Hey, Jess. Mm-hmm.